So what the first slide we have up here is the installed capacity as of Q3 2017 for wind in the United States. As you can see, Texas is leading the way with 21,000 plus megawatts installed. It's three times as much installed as the state that has the second most installed capacity, being Iowa. I don't have it on this slide, but the vast majority of the installed capacity we have here in Texas is going to be in the western third of the state. That's a theme that you'll note is going to start occurring over the course of the next few slides here. So we'll move on to the next one then. This is the United States 80-meter wind readings made by the National Renewable Energy Labs. If you are a developer or you are interested in where the best capacity is, you're looking for the purples and oranges and reds. This map is brought to you by the same people who made the carpet in this room, just as an aside. But so where you're going to want to be, right, is on the east slope of the Rocky Mountains all the way out to, western Minnesota, or up and down the Great Plains here. Dialing it in a little bit closer to us here, again, it's the same map, but Texas specific. Your installed capacity, or excuse me, your 80-meter wind readings, the best ones are going to be in the Panhandle and in the western third of the state, right? So we have a lot of capacity installed in the western third of the state. We have a lot of potential in the western third of the state. This is same concept, but on the renewable side. This is potential, solar insolation. You start, the entire state has fair to reasonable solar applicability, solar resources, but as you move farther west, they get stronger and more consistent.